Hello, welcome to This Week in Recycling. I'm your host, Hannah Carvalho. This week, we had the chance to chat with REMA Convention Chair Andy Cohen and get his thoughts on REMA 2025, the show, including what's new and exciting this year, a preview of the keynote speaker, Jesse Cole, and what Cohen is looking forward to most from the convention.
From your perspective working on convention this year, what should members get excited about that might be new this year?
Okay. So there's a few things. Probably the first thing that is new, first idea that we came up with, an event, and it's actually a part of the convention itself, is part of the exhibit show floor. However, it's right outside the convention, is the Safety First Plaza. That is new this year. It is an area right outside the convention, big open outside area that's going to have somewhere between, I believe, like 15 to 20 booths, all related to safety, whether it's workplace safety, highway safety, trucking safety, workplace safety with boots and equipment, OSHA. It's all centered around REMA's stance on safety first, safety always. And I think all of our members and any other recycler that is there is going to see how important safety is, but then also be able to interact with the people that are involved in making the rules and the regulations for that we all have to abide by to be safe. And they'll really be able to learn from them, along with, you know, the San Diego Fire Department is taking a big part of it. They're going to be doing live battery fire demonstrations, hazmat demonstrations, and they'll be involved all convention long. So that's one new thing that even the officers and myself and everybody involved in REMA 2025, the show, is stoked about. I mean, really, really, really excited. People are going to love it, and they're going to be able to take it back to their operations and really see the benefit of being there. Another, some other new things that we have going on. Our sessions, we have a lot more speakers where their expertise is what they're talking about. These are people that live it, breathe it, study it, and present it. And they're going to be there talking and presenting. And so if you want to learn and be a part of these educational sessions that, again, are going to give you value to bring back to your organization and help you personally and professionally, that is something that's going to be great with REMA 2025, the show. Lastly, some other new things that we have going on. The exhibit hall itself is really going to encompass the whole convention center. This is a little new for us. You know, before the exhibit hall was kind of just kept to the show floor. Now it's going to be everywhere. We have the podcast stage, you can be live at REMA 25, the technology innovation stage, which is in the foyer of the convention center right outside the show floor. As you walk in, that's a new place for it for us. It's always kind of been inside the hall. This year, we were able to expand and get more exhibitors in. So we moved the stage out, the innovation stage outside of the show floor and into the foyer of the convention center. That's going to be sweet. And then just the excitement level and the energy level of all the networking events. You know, the networking events are ones that we've done before, but just how they're being set up and where they're set up is really going to help take them to another level to create or environment that's just going to cater to people meeting new people and helping them build relationships that should help foster business growth.
Obviously, right now in the world, there's a lot of like uncertainty, upheaval, and, you know, our industry is definitely facing a lot of challenges, opportunities, yep. What have you. What can members kind of look for at the convention that may kind of speak to these issues?
You go to REMA25.org and go to the schedule. I mean, there's multiple sessions every day, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, all catered to what the operator, what the recycler experiences and, you know, hurdles and challenges they face every single day. And they're going to get insight. They're going to get stories and evaluations from those that have been there before. They're going to get information from people that are on the front lines, dealing with the political side of it, dealing with the trade side of it, dealing with the world economy, dealing with manufacturing, U.S. manufacturing, professionals and experts from auto companies, from the manufacturing associations to major tire companies to major aluminum companies and copper companies, all that are based in helping develop the relationship between recycling and the products that recycling helps build. And the challenges that we face as recyclers are going to be talked about, they're going to be discussed, they're going to be analyzed. And if you face those challenges every day, these are the people you need to listen to. This is the convention that you need to be at to attend these educational sessions. You know, what we've experienced this year is you can't just keep doing what you've done last year, this year. The challenges are forcing you to change. They're forcing you to adjust. They're forcing you to find new ways to reinvent and create new business. And that's what these sessions are going to do. I mean, that's what our main speaker, Jesse Cole from Savannah Bananas, does. You know, he created a business that helped disrupt baseball because baseball was starting to face headwinds and challenges where they just kept doing the same thing over and over again. And Jesse Cole decided to listen to his customers and find ways to always change and always innovate and always try to be better than the next person. And if your customers are always happy and you're helping them and you're building your employees up, then your business is going to do better. And that's the message he's going to send. And if you're there and you're hearing from the source how you can learn from last year, learn from last week, and create the changes to help you be better in the future and answer what some feel are those unanswerable questions, you're going to be better, so much better off and so much more ahead than the person who didn't go. That's why we've kind of said this convention, the REMA 2025, the show, you can't afford to not be there. If you're not there and your competitor is, your competitor will have an advantage over you and they will learn and they will be better. They'll be better operators. They'll be better traders. They'll be better buyers, better sellers. They'll have the best technologies because they will be in a room with everybody else who's learning and doing the same and seeing those same advantages as opposed to the person that isn't there.
What are you like personally most excited for about REMA 2025?
As the convention chair, I'm excited to get to San Diego and see how REMA takes over the town. You know, we've talked about it for a year and a half, 2 years now. We saw it in Nashville. We see it in Vegas. I'm excited for people to get to the San Diego Convention Center, get to those gas lamp districts, see REMA 2025, the show, see REMA, see the Recycled Materials Association, see all our members, see everybody who's involved in the business, and just know that it's ours. San Diego will be ours for the week. And that's probably what I'm most excited about as convention chair. I can't wait to see people's reactions. Can't wait to be at the airport on Friday, walking through the terminals and hearing, you know, people who are at the convention talking about the experience that I just had. I can't wait to get back to my operation and implement what I saw and what I learned. That was our goal. That was Colin Kelly's, the chair's goal. That was my goal. That's REMA's staff's goal. And I can't wait to see us achieve that goal and everybody walk away going, this was the greatest convention we've been to, recycling convention we've been to. Not only is it the largest in the world, it's the greatest. And we can't wait to go back.
Thank you for listening to This Week in Recycling. We'll see you next week in recycling. Goodbye.